if you heard one single musical note that would destroy the largest building in the world. There wouldn't be much you could do against such a threat as that. And that's the strange Euclidean power which Jerry and Joan have just seen and heard. Down on the ninth level, below the surface of the island, Jerry and Joan have been scouting around trying to find a possible avenue of escape, while Joan's mother has been taking care of the unconscious Captain Bradford. The young couple are just outside the door of a small laboratory where they have seen the actual experiments with the musical notes which are to control the world if the Euclidean plan works out. Jerry and Joan don't seem any too happy about it.
My golly, Whiskers, Joan. That's the weirdest thing I ever heard of.
It is not entirely pleasant, is it, Jerry?
Pleasant? It's got my goat.
But, Jerry, you...
And don't tell me I haven't got a goat. I haven't. It's been got.
So you need a lesson in English. I think we will not take time for it now.
I know we won't. Let's get on back to texting your mother and tell them what we found. You know, if G-47 and the rest of these scientists can chase us around with a noise that's going to make battleships fall to pieces, text ought to know it right away.
What will Captain Bradford be able to do?
Well, I don't know, but we can't ask him here. Come on.
But we came that way, Jerry.
No, we didn't. This is the way we came.
I am sure you are wrong, Jerry.
How are you so sure?
Do you not remember that I called your attention to the angle of the corridor narrowing as we approached this end?
Yeah, I remember that all right. But it gets narrower down this way, too.
Oh, yes, so it does.
Then you don't know which way we're going.
I must admit that I do not.
Neither do I. But I've got a hunch it's down this way.
We may as well go this way as any other.
Now what do we do?
Doors all around us.
I know we never passed that many doors all in one bunch.
Remember that sections of this island may be rotated. If the corridor we traversed before was north and south, it is quite possibly running east and west now.
That's why this blame island makes me tired. Nothing stands still long enough for you to figure it out. Whoever heard of a tunnel running all over the place? Fine thing, that is. Wouldn't some of our railroad engineers back home get a surprise to find their tunnels turned around? Boy, that would be something, wouldn't it? Imagine starting through a tunnel in Canada, Rocky Mountains, and coming out in Mexico.
That is ridiculous, beside the problem, none of our concern, and impossible.
Oh, you don't like it much?
I do not.
Then I'll put the tunnel back where it belongs and we'll walk some more.
We will soon have to make a choice of doors, Jerry.
Well, I like that one over there. It's already open.
It was not open a moment ago.
Well, it is now.
Then someone must be in there.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Let's use one we have to open ourselves. It won't seem quite so much like a trap.
That looks similar to the door we came through.
Okay, if you say so. Let's go.
Jerry, do not move. That door is opening also.
Yeah, I see it is. This thing is beginning to get spooky.
I think we may safely use any of these doors.
But even if they keep opening up like this?
Yes. I have seen doors like these open on the other levels. They are operated by the sound of our voices directed toward them. I am sure we will find every opening in this chamber guarded by a voice-controlled door.
Well, how about telling one of them to go shut again? Gee whiz.
Jerry, the door closed when you looked at it and used the word shut.
Well, I thought that too. But that doesn't make sense. How could a door close on a certain word?
This is the level on which all sound control devices are put into actual use.
I thought that was on the fifth level, near the chemical laboratory. Don't you remember that we found all that soundproof paint up there before we escaped from the island before?
Yes, Jerry. That is where the chemicals for sound control are compounded. Paints, oils, gases, and solutions. But on this level, mechanical sounds are developed. Such as the musical notes we saw the old man making with the glasses containing water.
Okay, if you say so. Let's work it again. Now, I'll look right straight at that door over there.
That is the one you tried accidentally before. I would suggest you choose another for this experiment.
Well, you know these self-starting doors better than I do. I'll take that one over there. Look right straight at it and tell it to open.
Jerry, it is opening.
Then you're all wrong. I hadn't told it to.
Do not lose your head, Jerry. Remember what G-47 told you. There is no magic here. Euclidea is a land of fact. You used the word open when you spoke.
Golly. Hey, maybe you're right. Well, I'll try the same door on the word shut.
You see?
Yeah, I see. It's about all I can stand.
Which door do you think we should go through?
Oh, that one that stays shut over there. Let's see if we can open it by talking. Hey. There it goes.
You used the word open.
Well, let's get through it before it changes its mind.
We are entering another chamber such as that.
We might as well be on a merry-go-round.
What is a merry-go-round?
Oh, I'm too busy to tell you now, but it goes around and around and you don't get any place. Now, let's see if we have to turn around and talk straight at that door, or if it can keep our backs to it.
I think the voice must be directed.
Well, we'll see. Shut. Go on. Shut. No good.
I will try looking directly at the door. Shut.
Joan, if we ever get off this island, I'm going to write a book about it.
I will help you.
Yeah, but first, how about a little help finding those jail cells we were in?
I am anxious to see Mother and the captain.
Yeah, me too. I'd rather be locked up with them than running around here loose by ourselves.
Are you afraid, Jerry?
No, but I could be mighty easy. Hey, where did that come from?
Another door closed.
Well, let's open one. Open. Open. Open.
You misdirect your voice at the door.
I did. Well, I'll try another one. This one right here. Open. Open. Hey, open.
That is most unusual.
Yeah, it's also not so good. Maybe I can open one by hand.
Oh, Jerry, I do not like this.
Oh, steady, Joan. It may be all right. I'll try another one.
Oh, Jerry, we are prisoners in this room. All the doors are closed against us.
Well, it looks that way, Joan. But we'll have to keep trying.
If you knew where they were, I would still feel that they'd been gone far too long. After all, they're only youngsters, Tex, and we're responsible for them.
I know that, Pat, and I can understand how you feel, but the question is, would we be helping them by starting out to look for them?
How could we be doing anything else?
But we haven't the least idea where they are, or where we are. And if we go out looking for them and miss them, they're going to think when we aren't here when they get back.
Yes, I suppose you're right, Tex. But you're not able to start out walking just after recovering from that sleep-producing ray. But I can't sit here much longer.
Well, I suppose we'll help them just as much by moving as by sitting still. They're no more afraid of this place than we are. Let's go, Pat.
Oh, are you sure you're equal to it, dear?
I'm equal to anything with your concern, Pat.
You always have been. And I haven't been very appreciative lately. But one of these days, and this is all over.
I know, Pat, and don't worry about that now. The most important thing is to find those kids and get ourselves organized around it.
You're quite sure it won't be too much for you?
Oh, I'm all right. My ray gun didn't do anything to put me to sleep. Maybe a little dopey for a while, but if you do the thinking, I can at least tag along behind you.
Have you any idea where we are?
Not the slightest. Joan said she thought we were on the 9th level. But as to what side of the island or where we go from here, I can't even make a good guess.
Well, at least we know we can find the elevator if we return the same way we were brought in here.
Yeah, if we can remember how we came. Now, if we can open this door without getting put to sleep again.
Jerry and Joan went out without trouble. Joan's theory was that the ray gun had been set to fire only one shot when the door was opened, predicated on the belief that one shot would discourage any further attempts to leave.
Well, let's hope she was right. How about that water?
Well, the corridor was dry when they left.
Okay, then here goes. Well, nothing happens. Here we go.
It isn't going to be very easy to find our way. These walls and doors look exactly alike in every direction.
Yes, and they're all made of that transparent steel, with us on the wrong side of them to see anything.
And most likely every move we make is being watched and every word overheard.
I don't think so. Joan said she was sure G-47 and all his men were busy trying to figure out how to move this island without disturbing the surface of the water so much.
And I suppose her judgment is better than ours where this mad place is concerned.
Yeah, it should be. Well, now where do we go?
Probably doesn't make much difference. I imagine we'll have to continue looking everywhere until we find them.
Well, this door looks as good as any other.
Well, shouldn't you listen before you open it?
Wouldn't do any good. They're soundproof.
No matter where we are on this island, the story is always the same. No chance to protect ourselves. Just tumble along blindly, trusting to luck.
Seems to be about all we can do, all right. We might as well get at it.
Now we are in a quandary.
We sure are. A six-sided room with six doors leading out of it. Well, we can't say we didn't have any choice here.
Let's just take the first one and see what happens.
Whatever you say, Pat. No good. That one won't open.
Then there must be something in there we're not supposed to see.
And we won't see it. Well, I'll try the next one.
It looks as if we've located a series of rooms which must contain something very valuable.
They sure keep it a secret, whatever it is. Well, now let's see. We came in that door. We tried these two. That leaves three over there. Suppose you take one of them, Pat. That'll save time.
All right.
I can't move this one, Pat.
Same trouble over here. Well, that leaves only one.
Oh, I wonder if we should try this last door.
Why not?
Oh, I'm beginning to feel terribly nervous, Tex. We've been left alone so long that it just doesn't seem reasonable. After all, we are prisoners here, and G-47 must know we'll be making every effort to escape.
Yes, he's also got a pretty good idea that we're not going to get very far with our efforts. Might as well get it over with, Pat. We're prisoners, as you say. We wouldn't be in any worse fix if we had company, even the company of our captors. Here goes.
Well, we'll just have to go out the way we came, and we've only wasted our time in this room.
Right, let's get out of here.
We're locked in here.
No, we're not. These doors all look alike. Must have been another one we used. Yeah, this will be the one. I remember now. We went all the way around the room. That's funny. I know it was one of these two doors.
We're locking this one.
Now, don't get excited, Pat. We'll find the right door in just a minute.
Oh, I'm not so sure, Tex. We've tried them all. We're locked in, Tex, and we can't get out.